Presentation is by Midwest Echo Ministries. How to start with Christ. When the first man disobeyed, sinned against God, he fell from a pure nature to a sinful one. We the children inherited that nature. The nature of sin is inherent in man. Romans 3 verse 10, as it is written and forever remains written, there is none righteous, none that meets God's standard, not even one. All are guilty in the world. There is none righteous. Our righteousness is like filthy rags before God. Isaiah 64 verse 6, for we all have become like one who is ceremonially unclean, like a leper, and all our deeds of righteousness are like filthy rags. We all wither and decay like a leaf, and our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing, like the wind, takes us away, carrying us far from God's favor, toward destruction. We try but make lots of mistakes and do evil. All sins must be punished in hell. Hell is the fireplace made originally for rebellious angels, but will also include humans who sin like the fallen angels. But God has a way out for us so that we can be saved from hell. He has provided an everlasting sacrifice. God became man, Jesus Christ, and died for us so that his divine blood can clean those that accept and allow him to lead their lives. God can split himself in three forms, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and can also gather himself into one. Those led by Jesus Christ are said to be born again by the Spirit of God. Your good works cannot deliver you from going to hell, because our mind and our roots has been in sin. John 1 verses 1 to 3. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was continually existing in the beginning, co-eternally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him not even one thing was made that has come into being. The above verses declare the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is from inside of God. Jesus Christ called God Father. John 5 verse 17, but Jesus answered them, my Father has been working until now, he has never ceased working, and I too am working. John 3 verse 16 to 18, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world, that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge and condemn the world, that is, to initiate the final judgment of the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes and has decided to trust in him as personal Savior and Lord is not judged for this one. There is no judgment, no rejection, no condemnation, but the one who does not believe and has decided to reject him as personal Savior and Lord is judged already. That one has been convicted and sentenced, because he has not believed and trusted in the name of the one and only begotten Son of God, the one who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, the one who alone can save him. Without the shedding of divine blood, sin cannot be removed forever. Hebrews 9 verse 22, in fact, under the law almost everything is cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness, neither release from sin and its guilt, nor cancellation of the merited punishment. Jesus Christ has died for you. You become pure and righteous before God because you claim, believe, and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God will come into you as you look and follow Jesus the Christ. As we all became sinners by one man, Adam, we can now be made righteous by one man, Jesus Christ. Romans 5 verse 15, but the free gift of God is not like the trespass, because the gift of grace overwhelms the fall of man. For if many died by one man's trespass, Adam's sin, much more abundantly did God's grace and the gift that comes by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to benefit the many. Romans 4 verse 25, who was betrayed and crucified because of our sins, and was raised from the dead because of our justification, our acquittal, absolving us of all sin before God. Romans 5 verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified, that is, acquitted of sin, declared blameless before God by faith, let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God and the joy of reconciliation with him through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed. The things to be doing. Read every word the Lord Jesus Christ spoke. Just read them in your New Testament Bible over and over again. be a follower of Christ if not yet one. John 3, ask him to take control of your life henceforth. Separate yourself from the world system even with all it offers. Denounce the rebellion against God. Psalm 2 verses 1 to 12, Luke 6 verse 22, 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17. Joining the new world order will end in receiving the mark of the beast, Revelation 13 verses 17, 19 verse 20. Do not sell your birthright like Esau, Genesis 25 verses 29 to 34. Do not consume your inheritance in God before time like the prodigal son, Luke 15 verses 11 to 32. Do not love the things of the world above the commandments of God and His Spirit, 2 Timothy 4 verse 10, 1 John 2 verse 15. Pray always and fast often. Pray this dedication prayer. The Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, I worship you for all that you have done for us. You gave Jesus Christ, your Son, to die for my sins. Forgive me for my known and unknown sins, my omissions, and shortcomings. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and make me clean in your presence. As you wash me, fill me with your Holy Spirit to identify more with your desires. Give me memory of your commandments and word. Guide my ways that I be not distracted from the way. Prepare me to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Give me the opportunity and strength to tell people about Jesus Christ. Keep me in your love and grace. Amen. Forward prayerfully to others. Midwest Echo Ministries. P.O. Box 735, Binghamton, New York, USA. Visit www.midwestecho.com.